Thank you for attending the Department of Revenue's annual hearing. This hearing, as required under Indiana Code, is for the purpose of providing taxpayers the opportunity to make recommendations to the department on the administration of the tax laws in our state. The hearing is not a news conference or media opportunity, nor is it a forum to debate Indiana tax laws. Those are established by the General Assembly. This is an opportunity for the public to suggest improvements in tax services and processing. We are always looking to improve our services to the taxpayer, and we are very interested in hearing your ideas and suggestions. Thus, this meeting is dedicated to providing you time to suggest improvements to us, not for us to brief you. When you wish to make a statement, please identify yourself by name and simply address the commissioner. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce the Commissioner of the Department of Revenue, Mike Alley.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Amanda, and it's a pleasure to have all of you here today, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Perhaps first it would be good if we all introduce ourselves here that you see sitting around here so that you'll know who we are. You met Amanda Stanley in our public relations. Milton, you want to just go around?
Milton Cuevas, Deputy Commissioner in charge of collections.
Kevin Gulley, CIO.
Valerie Hunt, CFO.
Andrew Kosak, Chief of Staff.
Mike Alley, Commissioner.
Ashish Agarwal, General Counsel.
Tammy Jones, Taxpayer Advocate.
Emily Wan, Project Management Office.
Laura Rakaska, Enforcement Division.
Bob Nimmer, Director of Public Relations.
Great. Well, thank you all very much. And it really is a pleasure to have all of you here today and join in. So we do welcome your comments. We continue to dedicate ourselves to service and trying to improve that service every year. And your comments, suggestions, and feedback are clearly a key part of that. As you have shared your insights and perspectives over the last 3 years, we have had the opportunity to make a number of changes and modifications, which I hope have been in response to your comments and enhanced the service levels that we've delivered here at the department. I think we have. We just completed really one of our probably most successful filing seasons I think we've ever had. We probably are about 90% through processing the 3.3 million individual income tax returns that we will receive. Not quite as far along on the 220,000 thereabouts corporate returns that we will receive, but we're continuing to move forward. We have seen continued focus on electronic filing, which is good for taxpayers, it's good for practitioners, and it's likewise very good for the Department of Revenue as well too, as we're able to dramatically improve our processing efficiency, but also processing accuracy, which is paramount. For the individual filing season, we think by the end of the year that of when we get all of our 3.3 million returns, we'll realize about an 85% electronic filing, which will be up a couple of percent over that in the prior year. As you know, we have continued to institute a lot of ID protection and refund fraud initiatives. And once again, this year, we've had great success. Last year, we were clearly among the leading edge of all the states and put a tremendous amount of our resources into a pilot program, which was very effective. Last year, we realized as we reported, over $88 million of refund fraud that we were able to stop and prevent going out the door. This year, at this point in time, we're still processing. We still have a lot of returns that have not yet been confirmed as fraud, which we think could potentially, but overall, we've already stopped over $11.5 million in fraud this year and confirmed about 7,500 taxpayers who had their IDs compromised. It continues to be an epidemic problem across the country, and I'm very pleased that Indiana has been really on the leading edge of addressing this and has been recognized. However, the culprits continue to be very agile, very smart and adaptive, and are continuing to pursue other means of trying to perpetrate that fraud. So I'm very pleased that we're able to be on the leading edge, but realize that it is a problem that does not have an end. We will continue to put a great deal of focus on that. We also continue to focus, do more on electronic filing with our businesses. As you know, the IT-20S was made available this year via electronic filing, and we're already starting to get good response there. It was a little later than we wanted in terms of that coming out this year. We will make sure we don't have that issue next year, as we anticipate also bringing forth the IT-65 being able to be filed electronically next year as well too. Again, we continue to see continue to modernize our electronic filing capabilities, I think will be a win-win for taxpayers, practitioners, as well as for the department as well, too. You know, a big part of our service levels is making sure that when you call and our taxpayers call, that we're able to take your calls. And during this year, during the imminent filing season of February 1st through April 15th, we fielded over 131,000 calls dealing with our individual taxpayers and ID theft. And again, our pledge was to maintain at least an 85% success rate, and we were very essentially in that range. We were running around 84% to 86% in that range, so we were very successful there. I'm particularly pleased that our practitioner hotline, as you called during that period of time, we fielded several thousand calls from all of you, and we realized a 97% success rate that when you called, you actually got through, which is critical. You know, the department processes a lot of money. In fact, over the course of the year, we will process over $17.5 billion of receipts for the state of Indiana, which, as you can imagine, helps to fund many, the general fund of about $15.5 billion, but also many other specialty and dedicated funds as well, too. As we continue to move forward, we continue to have four primary goals that is reflected in what we call our FACT of strategic imperatives. The F is for filing simplification and reducing regulatory burden, and we'll continue to work in doing many of those things. Clearly, the electronic filing is a key part of that. A, in fact, is for accuracy, ensuring that all of our filings and reporting are accurate and can be relied upon by all of our stakeholders. Third is the C is for compliance. It's really creating a level playing field. As I've mentioned many times, our objective is not to collect more tax revenue. Our objective is to ensure that everybody's paying what they're supposed to be paying. It's to improve compliance. We realize that if we improve compliance, the revenue dollars themselves will take care of themselves. And finally, the T, in fact, is team. It's ensuring that we have the right team in place that we're able to really deliver on the other strategic imperatives that we have laid out. So that continues to be our case, be our priority imperatives. We've got a number of action steps in mind that we hope to continue to improve. Many of the suggestions and ideas you've shared in the past have contributed to development of our strategic must-dos and action steps. And I know the ideas you'll share today will do the same. So we very much appreciate the partnership that we enjoy with the Indiana CPA Society. It's been extraordinarily helpful, collaborative, and helped us to solve problems. And I think that's been beneficial for all. We also appreciate all the other partners. And again, we have a number of other partners with the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, our other local practitioners and attorneys. It truly has been a positive collaborative effort that I think has benefited Hoosiers and as well as all of us in the tax industry. So with that concludes my opening comments, and I'm very pleased to hear from you. I do have some letters from some folks that were not able to be here, and I will selectively, all of them will be reflected in the transcript in the minutes. However, some of them are pretty lengthy, and some of those I will strive to kind of summarize their content. But they all will be included in the transcript. But I know we do have some folks here that would like to share their thoughts, and we very much welcome that. So at this time, I open the podium. Please come forth if you would, introduce yourself and your affiliation, and then we welcome hearing your comments. I don't think we have anybody that's going to be too wordy, but we would ask, just as they do in Congress, limit you to 5 minutes, and if you need more time, we'll likely give it to you. But please try to limit your speaking to 5 minutes. So thank you,
Kyle.
We will try that. There's a staple on this document, though, so I warn you.
Okay. All right, that's okay.
So, thank you, and good morning, Commissioner Alley and others. My name is Kyle Zimmerman. I'm a state tax partner with BGBC Partners and a CPA there. We're a local 8-person CPA firm down here in downtown Indianapolis. We're also a member of the BDO Alliance USA, which gives us a national and international presence and resources. As the incoming chair for the Indiana CPA Society Tax Resource Advisory Council, I appreciate the opportunity to meet with all of you today, as we have in years past. And on behalf of our nearly 8,000 members and the clients and employers they serve, thank you for the work you do in every day to the citizens of the state of Indiana. So all of you, thank you. Under administration, Commissioner Alley, as we have worked to represent our members' interest, and you have worked to continually improve tax administration in Indiana, we have built and enjoyed a strong working relationship between the Society's Tax Resource Advisory Council, TRAC, and the Department of Revenue. From the beginning of your service to the state, we have appreciated your personal commitment to outreach and stakeholder communications. Few may recognize the importance of meeting taxpayers and practitioners face-to-face by visiting each district office annually, but please accept our appreciation of these considerable efforts.
Thank you.
The results of partnerships and outreach, such as the Start Strong seminars for small and new businesses, practitioner roundtables with the department's legal staff, and even this public forum demonstrate the effectiveness of this strategy. In fact, it was just over a year ago when you reached out to society and our society and members, along with other businesses and professional groups in the state, to help meet the governor's challenge to simplify taxes and create a more competitive business environment in Indiana. We appreciate the opportunity to be a part of that discussion and hope Hoosiers will benefit from the changes found in the resulting tax simplification legislation, SEA 441, promoted by the governor and approved by legislators. Another issue I know you're passionate about that you just spoke about is preventing tax fraud and identity theft, which increases exponentially with each tax season. As you testified to the Senate Committee on Finance in March, this is an epidemic facing government entities across our nation. It is no surprise that Indiana is a recognized leader in the fight to keep ahead of criminals and perpetrating these crimes. We recognize this issue is every man's issue with a heavy cost related to prevention, but also a tremendous cost to taxpayers as state resources and income are pillaged by fraudsters. We support the need to impose fraud filters and implement complex prevention measures balanced with the taxpayer's right to communication and to receive the refund timely, and equally to trust and legitimacy of notices and requirements imposed, such as taking the online verification course. We have seen a reduction in refunds being held for closer scrutiny without communication to the taxpayer or practitioner, and we appreciate that. But it continues to be an issue of concern. We hope that as more sophisticated fraud prevention measures are implemented, the need for holds on refunds will diminish and communication to taxpayers and their representatives will increase. We're encouraged that recent conversations yielded potential ideas on addressing this issue through practitioners, our members, and our trusted business advocates who stand ready to assist your efforts. We can all agree that there may always be inherent challenges in providing efficient, effective tax administration in any tax system. But there are often areas where we can work together to improve systems, streamline processes, and provide clear guidance and communication to taxpayers and the practitioners representing them. We rely on our members to alert us of issues as they arise. Our staff and TRAC members work closely with DOR staff to identify systemic issues, address the problem, and communicate solutions to our members. Members appreciate DOR staff's responsiveness to emerging issues and the recognition of the need for transparency and providing clear, authoritative communications to affected parties and expeditiously as possible, and we appreciate that. As evidenced this last tax season with the delay of the IT 41, IT 65, and IT 20S approvals and inability to e-file the IT 20S as anticipated, increased communication acknowledging the issues, some of which were beyond the department's control, and outlining timelines and plans mitigated some frustration amongst practitioners and their clients. As clients of software vendors, we recognize an opportunity to support the department's efforts to modernize through increased communication between our members and vendors so that the approval and testing processes are completed well in advance of the tax season. Everyone wins when filings can be completed electronically, saving cost and administrative burdens to the state, which benefits taxpayers and businesses in Indiana. While we keep these lower priority but important items that improve tax administration and reduce related costs like ACH warehousing of balance due and estimate payments with annual tax filings, enhanced online access to historical payment information, providing statistics on returns filed by entity type and year, scheduling of estimated payments for a full year, and system changes to reduce duplicate entry of taxpayer and bank information for scheduled payments on our collective to-do list, we will also look for more impactful ways to support effective improvements for taxpayers in Indiana. To this end, I would like to express our sincere thanks for the resources committed this past year to work on the Indiana non-resident withholding and composite return process. Together, we made huge inroads in identifying the issues and envisioning the solutions to what has been a costly source of major frustration and confusion for Indiana practitioners and businesses. The Indiana General Assembly instituted legislative changes in SEA 441 that would finally allow the department to reduce red tape and simplify composite returns for partnerships and S-corps with non-resident shareholders as well as trusts and estates. We appreciate that they also passed tax amnesty as a high priority, requiring the focus of staff and resources. However, we need to clearly speak for our members and say that we cannot afford to drop the ball in implementing the non-resident withholding changes. We are very close to the goal line on this. Again, anything we can do to support your efforts to implement the changes is a welcomed opportunity. Looking forward, all indications point to future tax season being more compressed and filled with uncertainties while taxes become more increasingly complex. We are committed to opportunities that both support our members and support the state's efforts to simplify taxes, making Indiana more competitive in attracting and retaining businesses. We appreciate the opportunity to work with the department's team on the following items: addressing issues related to IRC conformity by allowing conforming changes to be reflected on the following year's tax return, continue to phase in the full implementation of all entity online electronic filing, encourage member communications and needs with software developers, operationalize legislative changes to non-resident withholding, address remaining best information available notice issues, issuance of notices that are in error or not clear, better understand R&D credits and related compliance issues, involvement with the Tax Administration Administrative Rules Project, implications for Indiana from Supreme Court decision Maryland versus Wynn, which you know we look forward to.
Right.
Providing input to work of the Tax Court Task Force, creating member awareness of the Compliance Management Services Project, improving communication to taxpayers and representatives while reducing refund holds, and supporting the tax amnesty program. As a tax professional in Indiana, I am proud of what has been accomplished in recent years through the cooperation and work of our members and the Department of Revenue Resources. You have a lot of committed professionals working with you. Thank you for your service to the taxpayers of Indiana and to your commitment to provide a business-friendly environment in our state. I extend the offer that our members' expertise can leverage your resources or assist you in any way of improving tax administration for the taxpayers in Indiana. We welcome an opportunity to work with you. So again, thank you for your time today. Thank you for this forum, and we can't say it enough how much we appreciate working with you and all your resources.
Great.
Thank you.
Kyle, thank you very much. And well said, and every one of the things you suggest and ideas you bring forth, we agree completely. So there's not any disagreement in terms of the things that we want to improve upon. I think you noted a number of things that clearly provide a great opportunity for us to continue to improve our service levels, and we're going to strive to do so. As we've talked in the past, and you well know, there are resource limitations, but there is not a lack of desire and willingness and commitment on our part to address every one of those issues that you bring forth. So thank you very much. That's very well received. And again, I can't emphasize enough the appreciation we have for your patience and collaboration and working with us in helping to improve. So thank you, Kyle, and thanks for the society. Do we have any others that would like to testify or share their thoughts today? If somebody's thinking about it and getting up the gumption, I'll read a couple of letters. I'll share a couple of letters. From the AARP, the District Coordinator for Southern Indiana, Doug Firohelm, and he shares, this letter is in regards to your decision not to supply IT 40 individual income tax booklets to tax practitioners. And again, he very, I think, eloquently illustrates that they provide a lot of volunteer services and help thousands of Hoosiers prepare their tax returns, and yet they receive no funding. It's purely on a volunteer basis, and his appeal is we really need your help by providing the instructional booklets to our volunteers so that they can be better prepared in fulfilling that. So I think we well recognize that. As you know, all of our forms are online, and so many of those are being distributed distributed in that fashion. The old way of putting them in libraries and sending them out is just not cost effective. So we have dramatically reduced the number of booklets that we prepare, but I think we realize, and as Bob and I spoke this morning, you know, it is appropriate that a limited supply should be made available for instances like this. So we respectfully acknowledge their frustration, and we'll work to get them the information in the booklets and help them prepare. So appreciate that. Also, I've heard from John Chaplick, who is an individual taxpayer, and he has been frustrated with some of our forms and noted that there's a discrepancy between Schedule IT-2210 and Schedule IT-2210A. So we will make note of that and research that, but don't think you want to know all the details of that. But we appreciate him bringing that to our attention. Also, have heard from Catherine Kowinski from Lake County, and she is sharing her frustrations with some of the property tax billing in Lake County and the inability to identify for them and property tax billings matching up those that have the death information from the current record. So again, we will reflect that and appreciate that comment. Also hear from Linda Collier, and she is concerned about taxing pensions for retired people, those over 70, and would suggest that it's actually the legislature that would consider not taxing pensions. She also expressed her desire that we be open on Saturdays in our district offices and open our phone lines longer than 4:30 p.m. So appreciate her feedback. Also from Catherine Hato in Crown Point, she expressed her concerns. She indicated that she filed income taxes in two states, Indiana and California, and felt that our forms and communications were too complex and unwieldy, too many form numbers and names and things like that. So, and she goes through, and even on her online, she goes through in quite depth, illustrating her frustration and experiences in dealing with some of our online forms and things like that. So we will take that into consideration as we continue to move forward. Those were the other written responses we received. Is there anyone else that would like to share thoughts or make comments today? Well, very good. Well, again, we really appreciate you coming today and appreciate the input that you share. We will strive to address every one of those items that were brought forth as well as that were discussed here. Some we have control over. Obviously, legislative things we do not. And again, we will work diligently to execute our strategic imperatives. And again, I think those are very much consistent with all of the recommendations and suggestions that we've heard here from you as well as from the other taxpayers today. So again, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your interest in the Department of Revenue and helping us to continue to improve. With that, we stand adjourned. Thank you very much.